You know what would be really interesting is if we did this all like
with Scottish accent. You know there is genius in Christianity. Do you see it? Do you not? Do you feel it? Oh, I don't know. What's up, everybody? This is Josh from Practical Theism. You know there is genius in Christianity. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, do you know it? Do you see it? Do you feel it? You know, for a long time, if you asked me that, I probably would have said, whatever. You know, it's just another one of those religions that's kind of forcing its perspective beliefs on the world. If you asked me 15 years ago, why be a Christian? I probably would have said, I don't know. I mean, maybe because you grew up as one? But if there's one thing I've found, it's that Christianity and the original Catholic or Universal Church, there is genius in it. And not just from a simple perspective, but the deeper that you go into the theology and the interrelation between the topics of belief with the different doctrines and dogmas that the church proclaims, there is such a genius there. I mean, it makes so much sense. You know, Christianity stems from the necessary belief that God is love, for example. I made a video on that a while back about how we can know that truth by reason, aside from the explicit stating in scripture. But when we understand this concept, and it truly becomes the center of our lives, God, or love, becomes the true center of our lives. It's very interesting how much more ordered our lives become, how much more at peace we become with ourselves within our lives, even when facing adversity. And this isn't the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel, no. This is the too legit to quit gospel. This is the humanity gospel. This is the gospel that when understood and followed, it frees us up to become all that we were made to be. You know, when you look at the different dogmas and beliefs of the church, I think it's pretty easy to look at those as just, you know, another thing you have to believe, rather than seeing them as a tool that frees up your mind and expands your horizons. I mean, think about it this way. If we accept the truth and the dogma that God exists, we de facto approach truths in that light and through that lens. This frees the mind up to work within a proper framework. If we understand that God is an intelligent mind behind creation, that ipso facto tells us that the world is intelligible or has the ability to be known. Now, what discipline in this world finds its foundation on whether or not you can know things? Well, science. I mean, the scientific method is completely grounded in the fact that the world has the ability to be observed, studied, and known, and we could derive certain truths from that. I'm telling you, there is genius in Christianity. Think about love. God is love, right? I mean, God is it. That is what he is. It is not some attribute assigned to him. It is what he is. Therefore, we were created not out of some need that he has, but purely for our good, because that is what love is. It wills the good of the other just because they are who we are. So the very fact that we exist tells us that God is love. Now, understanding that, and that we have the Imago Dei, the image of God, we were created in the image of God who is love, we could deduce that we were created for love as well, something that we choose to give to others freely. What we were freely given, we can freely give. And when we do this, things fall into place in a way that they wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, that's part of the genius of Christianity. Think about your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, sister, mother, I don't care. Insert any relationship here. Which relationships thrive the most? The ones where there is a deep-rooted love. How do you know it's there? I bet in those relationships, you can really feel like the other person loves you, right? Reframe it this way. Do you feel like they are truly looking out for you and what is best for you without any desire to get something in return? That is love. All of you leaders, think about your team. All of your team members, think about the leaders you have. Team members, how do you feel about your leaders? Do you feel like you are a tool for their benefit or that they are a servant for yours? Leaders, do you feel like your team is there for your gain or that you are there for theirs? See, this is the upside down perspective that Christianity challenges us with. Those of us that don't see it yet is because we haven't really quite identified this pattern in life. And what's really interesting is when you do see it, it seems like it should be common sense. But, you know, in this day and age, common sense isn't really common, right? Otherwise, everybody would have it. This is one aspect also of the kingdom of heaven being here on earth. Why? Because the divine economy is completely counter to the world's economy. Think of opposites now. The world says be self-focused. The divine says be others focused. The world says build up and store up your wealth for yourself. The divine says give it away. You know, in Luke 3:11, John the Baptist says, "Whoever has two tunics should share with him who has none, and whoever has food should do the same." You see, that is the divine pattern. That is the loop of grace. That which you give away is returned tenfold back to you in ways you never imagined, far beyond that which you get when you keep it to yourself. There is such genius in Christianity. We, however, we can't do this all on our own power. Why? Because we're limited, we're finite, and in no way able to perfect this kind of love. So we need grace. We need the power of the one who is love in order to fully live this out. And in the person of Christ, he has made this power available to us. And he gives that to us in a way that is tangible and objective, so we know it's being given to us. And we can have confidence in that. And he does that through the oaths or sacramentum that he has given to his family and his big, bad, boisterous, broken, and beautiful Catholic Church. There is genius in Christianity. It is something that should not just be that thing we do on Sundays, but it is something that we must live out every moment of every day, because the truth of the matter is that this isn't just a religion thing. This is a human thing. This is a reflection of the human condition and the plan that God, the creator of everything, has put in motion to bring us back to being fully alive the way that he created us to be. It pours into every aspect of human psychology, sociology, health, wealth, prosperity, suffering, you name it. God reaches out and touches it in the faith that he established, because ultimately, he created it and wants nothing but the best for it. There is such genius in the faith. Know it, love it, and live it. And if you haven't already, hit that like button, punch that subscribe button so you can get more of this awesome content, and we'll catch you next time.